BBC WM's Emma Thomas is in Streatley for us this morning. And Emma, I mean, you're with a family who are using mental health services at the moment.
Yes, Pete, I'm in Streatley at the home of Sue Flanagan. Her daughter, Sophie, who's now 11, was an inpatient at Birmingham Children's Hospital for 6 months this year. She'd been admitted after she stopped eating, began self-harming and showed signs of depression. So, Sue, tell us about the support you received when Sophie became unwell.
Before she went into the hospital, she had support as an outpatient, but it became clear that as an outpatient it wasn't going to work because she wasn't willing to accept the help. And we got offered an inpatient place, so we decided to take it, even though it was a hard decision.
And for you, what kind of a difference did it make knowing that Sophie could have inpatient care? How important was that?
It was kind of a relief in theory, because we knew that we couldn't help her at home. So on one hand, it felt like we were passing her on to somebody else, but we knew she needed the intense input to get better.
And what kind of things would you like to see included in this new £9 million centre for parents who find themselves in your situation in the future?
Well, we did have good support, so the support is really good. But to have everybody in one space rather than, like, the psychologist travelling over every week, to have everybody there at once will be very helpful.
And how did Sophie kind of find her experience, do you think, when you were watching her as a mother in inpatient care?
At the very beginning, it was really hard. She said, please don't leave me. If you loved me, you wouldn't leave me. And then at first, she wasn't willing to work with anybody. But it got to the stage where, you know, she had to decide to get better or that she wasn't going to go anywhere. So, you know, 6 months is a long time, but she had to accept the help to get better.
And what would you say from your experience that the key things really when treating children with mental health, and particularly teenagers at 11, Sophie's almost a teenager?
That the staff remain the same, so you can build up a good rapport, and to have people available all the time, and just to have a very positive input.
Sue, thank you. Sue Flanagan, mother of Sophie, who's been an inpatient at Birmingham Children's Hospital this year.